There are some other teams that are going to be interested too, you'd have to think, Doran. Like, obviously, the Jets aren't going to get another wide receiver, so you scratch them off the list. The Bills aren't going to get another wide receiver, you scratch them off the list. They just got Amari Cooper. Baltimore, maybe? Maybe? They only have like $4 million in cap space, though. Now, Diana Rossini reporting that the Rams are willing to eat some of the salary to get that second round pick in return, but you'd have to eat a lot for Baltimore to make that work.
Mm-hmm. Are you just talking AFC teams?
I'm looking around. I mean, Tampa makes sense.
Tampa. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, Chris Godwin's ankle fell off.
Yes.
Yikes.
Mike Evans' hamstring fell off.
And they are in a division battle here with the Falcons. I think they play them this week, or they're coming up on the schedule real quick, and they already lost to the Falcons once. Like, this is a very winnable division with the Saints and with the worst team in the league, perhaps, or maybe not even perhaps, in Carolina. Like, so they would fancy themselves still in it. I don't think that Evans is going to be out for the year.
No, he's out past the bye week, though.
Yeah. So they might be the front runner. I'm trying to think of who else would be interested in a wide receiver. So maybe Baltimore. The Chiefs, I could see. I could see that happening. Those would be the three,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think the Chiefs have a lot of cap space.
They don't. They don't.
If the Steelers want to make this happen, I don't know that it'll take a second-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
Davante Adams, oh, it's going to be a second-round pick. Nah. If it's a conditional fourth, I'd sign up for it right now. I would sign in blood. I would do it. But if you want to make it happen now, you're going to have to give up that second-round pick. And you said you would do that to ensure getting this guy on the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, I mean, clearly I would offer lower. But if they don't bite, then, and I know that a team like Tampa is desperate. You look around the league, it's like, okay, who is desperate for a receiver? Then I start trying to feel the temperature of the situation, and then I might just eat it and say, here's a second round pick.
Yeah. I mean, what I would do is I would ask for, I would do the conditional fourth thing, and I'd say, well, you don't need to pick up any salary. I mean, not really.
Mm-hmm.
Steelers could always restructure.
Right.
They're as good at that as any team in the NFL. The next few seasons doesn't bother me. The thing that scares me is the injury. He's a good player. The slot thing doesn't worry me at all.
No.
You can find ways to use him if you've got faith in Arthur Smith, and you and I do have faith in Arthur Smith. Like, people seem to think you don't use a slot here. Again, Calvin Austin's getting 34 snaps a game, and I think that you can play Cooper outside, and he could take the Van Jefferson role.
Yes.
Whenever you only have two wide receiver sets.
Yes.
They want him to block Van Jefferson. Like, they need their receivers to block. Cooper Kupp kills guys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he whams the hell out of dudes in the Rams offense all the time when he's healthy. There's also this. Can he play still? Yeah. The issue isn't he's so banged up he's not effective. It's, is he going to be on the field for you? In two games this year, he's been targeted 27 times. 18 catches, 147 yards. Van Jefferson has played in seven games and has 70-some-odd yards. And now he has a touchdown. So Cooper Kupp in two games has doubled up what Van Jefferson has done in seven games.
Do we know what the injury was?
I think it was a hamstring.
I think it was a hamstring.
But I might be doing the Mike Evans thing.
I think I'm pretty sure it was a hamstring. And if it's that, then and he's been out for a while, then he'd be healthy. He'd be ready to go.
Unlikely to play. Ankle injury.
Ankle, okay.
I bet you he was healthy against the Raiders this weekend, and you just don't want to put him out there.
Mm-hmm.
The whole Davante Adams thing. Like, Davante Adams, he might have had a little twinge in a hamstring at some point or another, but I don't believe that it was ever as bad as they made it. They just didn't want a guy that was going to yield them a conditional third-round pick to wind up getting hurt, and then you're not going to be able to get anything for
him.
So the report was that Cooper Kupp was going to play against Las Vegas, and then at the last minute they said no. Yeah, I'm guessing it's because they're having him out there in trade conversations. But the injury thing's legit. It's a worry. It's why I would go after Adarius Slayton first. If Cooper Kupp's healthy, he's a better player. He's a better player than probably any wide receiver that's going to be available right now. I do worry. It's not just this year. It was last year, and it was the year before. And when you get to 30 and above, these things start to pile up a little bit more.
His volume wouldn't be as much, though. He still would have a high percentage of volume, but the way that they did things with Stafford in L.A., like, he was – I mean, think about how many targets and catches he already had whenever he played two games. Like, he's not going to – you know, they want to run two tight end sets.
Mm-hmm.
That's their main personnel. Like, he would go in there, and whenever he'd be in there, he'd be efficient, and it would be, you know, quality over quantity type deal. Like, he's not getting the volume that he would – in L.A., it's a different offense.
Yeah.
So you cut that, you know, a percentage out of that. Like, he's not susceptible of getting injured as much as he would in L.A. because he was just, I mean, he was everywhere. He was doing so many different things, and it was effective, but that offense is way different than what Arthur Smith would have him do.
Yeah, 14 targets in each of the first two games for Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, that's just not going to happen. That won't happen.
No, but it doesn't mean that you don't need a guy.
Right.
Just because you're not going to feature him the way that they would feature him doesn't mean you don't need him. I understand exactly what you're saying.
It'd be efficient targets.
Yeah. And I didn't see enough, even though it was an offensive outburst from the Steelers, to think they don't still need another wide receiver. Because here's what I think is going to happen. We talked about this yesterday. Najee Harris has rushed for 100 yards in each of the last two games. He looks as good as he ever has in a Steelers uniform. And that's who they want to be. That's what they want to do. And they want to play pass off of it. And they were super effective. 9 of 12 for a quarterback rating of 116 was Russell Wilson throwing after the play action fake. Like, how many times did we see George Pickens singled up one-on-one? And when it wasn't against Sauce Gardner, they took shots. Like, that's what a veteran quarterback does.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's one-on-one? Oh, it's not Sauce Gardner? I'm going to throw it up there and let that guy make a play. I don't know how much single coverage you're going to be seeing from George Pickens from here on out. So go get another wide receiver so you have to key on that guy too, and then the running game should be there,